Og the giant king, remnant of the giants. Deuteronomy 3:11. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of the giants. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man. So many today wish to deny the accounts in the scriptures concerning the giants. They are a class of people in the Bible all to themselves. They filled the land of the Canaanites wherever they went. But this king of Bashan was a giant king, and he ruled the area. Moses and the men of God faced him down. One lesson we can learn from that is you cannot run from giants, but you must face them. You cannot run from your enemies like that, but face them head on. You will notice that Og, king of Bashan, is described here as the remaining of the remnant of the giants. And we don't know really how he is here. Arba was called a great man. We know there's a link from him to Og, king of Bashan, and the other giants that were in the land. We just don't know how exactly or what that could be. But we know in Genesis 6, the sons of God came in under the daughters of men. Now, most men today scoff at that account and do so because they stagger at believing God's word. But Satan, who has much power, will manifest in the most wicked ways in these end times that we live in. I actually believe we will see a repeat of giants on this earth. I believe just as in the days of Noah, like the Lord said, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. That there will be a time when there will be giants that roam this earth. Now, I happen to believe they will be doing it through genetic testings and manipulating the gene code and all of those other things. I can't explain it all yet, but God will show us eventually in these end times. The land of the giants was given to the Israelites. I believe Satan sent these giants into that land, and what he meant for evil, God meant for good. And so you and I will have many giants along the way to fight and war against, and we will defeat them through the power of God and not our own strength. When they first heard of the giants and saw them, they felt themselves as grasshoppers in their sight. And when our eyes are not on Christ and are on ourselves or the giants or our giant circumstances, we are sure to be afraid. This giant Og had a bedstead of iron, and it was the only thing that could hold him. His bedstead was 9 cubits. Now, conservatively, that is 13.5 feet long, 4 cubits wide, 6 feet wide, conservatively. Can you imagine the chest on that man? Can you imagine the length of that man? Well, he probably was 13 feet tall. Needing a bed 13.5 feet long, 4 cubits wide, 6 foot conservatively wide. So then we see that a rather large being had to be in such a bed. And the fact that they kept the bed for a long period of time is amazing in itself. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon, said the Bible? So then the reality of there being this king that Moses fought with and destroyed is biblical, and just as biblical as any other truth found in the scriptures. But you will notice also that the cities were fenced with high walls and gates and bars, and the giant king felt very safe in his habitat there in his walled cities. So do the giants of sin in your life, or the giant challenges, feel safe, as some of them have been walled up and gates have been erected and bars to protect that sin and that wickedness or that giant of despair or discouragement. But Christ, the captain of the host, the giant killer, can come and destroy them and break down their walls. The Lord delivered 60 cities in the hands of Moses. This was called the land of the giants, and the Lord preserved the Israelites and defeated their enemies. So many times do we look at our giant circumstances and believe they are insurmountable. No matter what trial you're going through, no matter what you're facing, it is not insurmountable. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, we are able to meet any giants along the way and defeat them. Oh, that we would believe the Lord and trust in His might. Then we would conquer the walled cities, and we would slay the giants and walk victoriously in the land.